Chapter 7. The Castle Tour.
Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to Duxbury Castle.
The guide was a jovial, rotund man with a large white moustache.
Before I start, any questions?
Matt put up his hand.
Yes, sir. Why is it called Duxbury Castle?
A good question. Well, the castle is near the village of Duxbury. Near the village, there's a large pond, which is the favourite home of a variety of ducks. So that's Duxbury, the village of the ducks. In fact, Duxbury Castle used water from the pond for washing, cooking, drinking, and filling its moat. Many castles had ditches around them, without water. But a ditch with water, a moat, was better for defending the castle. You can see the moat is dry now. Once there was a wooden drawbridge over the moat. They raised this to stop intruders. Now we're at the main gate. Once there were two stone towers, the gatehouses. Between these was an enormous gate with iron bars, the portcullis. Now let's go inside the castle. The walls were stone and 10 meters high. There were turrets and ramparts, like those.
He pointed to an intact section.
Oh, I forgot to say the castle was built in 1156. It functioned as fortress and a home for 5 centuries. The lord of the manor lived in the keep, a big stone building and the strongest part of the castle. The manor was the distribution and cultivation of the land. The peasants from the village did the work, but the land was the lord's. The open space inside the castle was the bailey, with a well and stables. Now, any other questions?
Stubbs, the class joker, put up his hand.
Where are the toilets?
The guide laughed.
In the keep, there were small rooms over the moat with a hole in the floor. But if you need to go, they're near the drinks kiosk.
Matt and Linda both had questions, but Mr. Wells appeared behind them.
Listen,
he said urgently.
I'm accompanying the other group. Can you take care of my computer?
He gave it to Matt before they could answer. He was very nervous.
Thanks, kids. See you later.
He's strange,
said Matt.
Very strange today,
answered Linda.
Anyway, the tour's finished. Let's go to the kiosk. You can buy a drink and I'll buy some chocolate.
Linda went towards the kiosk, but Matt was transfixed. A strange noise came from the computer case, an insistent beep. He ran after Linda.
I bought you a Coke and some chocolate.
She stopped when she saw Matt's face.
Listen,
he said.
It's getting louder.
Open it,
said Linda excitedly.
Here, behind the kiosk. Nobody can see us.
Matt opened the case and the beep stopped.
An alarm?
He asked.
No, Matt. Look at the screen.
There was the image of an hourglass rotating quickly and the words, press enter to continue, flashed blue and red.
And now?
Said Matt. Linda pressed the enter button. Nothing. A Mr. Wells joke, they thought. Before an intense white light exploded from the computer and they disappeared.